All right, everyone, I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
In this episode, we're going to talk some SEMA builds, kind of what we've been up to lately, what Backwoods has planned for the future. All right, guys, as always, this episode is brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods. We'll dive into it. First off, for us, this is kind of our one-year episode.
Yeah, one-year episode, dude. It's funny thinking back on it now, like, we've done a lot in a year.
I mean, a lot. 15th studio, essentially.
Yeah, finally got a logo in the background, yeah. Like, starting off last episode, it kind of just popped up halfway through.
I mean, going from a closet to camp tables, chairs,
yeah,
in the back of a room to this.
And we
got another change coming soon.
Yeah. And it's just going to be another upgrade. Hopefully it'll be like the last studio that we have to do for a while. Yeah. Like we can actually start dialing one in and making it look like a studio, so that'll be sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it has been cool to think that we've been doing this for a year. We've kind of been able to think back on it and everything, all the stuff we've talked about, the places we've been over the past 365 days, you know. And it's like, man, we have had one heck of a ride.
Yeah, because this is what, episode 29?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest, when we first started this
right,
and I watched like the first two episodes, I was like, I'll be shocked if we get past 10, to tell you the truth. You know, it's like we definitely weren't bad, but you could tell we were not like professional podcasters. So.
Still not professionals, no. But it seems like we kind of got a better understanding how the equipment works a little better. I mean, yeah, we've said it a million times. You were a plumber, I was HVAC.
Yeah.
So tech is something we have to always overcome.
Yeah, definitely not my strong suit. I mean, I have a background doing like, you know, like photos and photo editing and like some video stuff, but not 1 hour long videos. So,
no, absolutely not. But say all that to say, man, we appreciate y'all that have followed along. The people we see at shows come up, listen to the show. Beyond cool to get real world feedback. We are always blown away, humbled when people come up and talk to us and say they listen, enjoy it. So seriously, we appreciate y'all more than y'all know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is definitely humbling because, I mean, I think about it all the time. I'm like,
it's nuts, man.
Yeah,
know, it's like the amount of people, you know, it's not some kind of huge number, but still that many people that want to listen to you, you know, it's like, man, if you're not taken back by that, you know, you may be doing something different.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, it's been good, man. And you know, it'll be incredible to, you know, of course, I mean, I would imagine YouTube will still be around in 20 years, you know, and it's like, if it is, it'll be so cool to be able to look back at all these videos in 20 years and be like, dang, dude, like we were doing it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're still doing it then. So,
dude, that'd be a record. I mean, same, right? You'll be able to always come back to it, see the rigs, the rides, reminisce on where we've been, the people we've met, coming across, you know, and stuff like that. I'm very thrilled to continue this thing.
Yeah. Which I just started thinking about it, in 20 years, you'll be like, what, 75?
105. Born in 79.
Yeah. No, so yeah, it's been an incredible experience, and yeah, like Mo said, we seriously do appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, right? J.O. kind of touched on it. You know, the next studio may be our last studio. Big news: Backwoods is going to be moving locations. So
yeah,
not very far down the road, but this will be the first time ever we'll have a building dedicated just to Backwoods. Kind of where we're at right now. You know, we're just kind of tucked back in the corner. We have offices, everything we work out of Lyft, but to have our own building would be so nice.
Yeah, and like we kind of have an R&D section right now, but it'll be cool to have like a proper R&D section.
Yeah, you know? Some of these guys can work, not trip over stuff. You know, it's like right now we have like a bay door with the two-post lift, and that's where your R&D, bunch of parts laying around.
Yeah.
What, you know, when you're prototyping the way we have been with the new rigs we're working on, it's like that's going to happen, right? You're going to
have
a proto here or a proto there, and what's changing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be awesome. And, you know, whenever we officially move in and all that, I imagine we'll announce it on Instagram and we'd love it. Yeah. We'd love it if you guys like stop by, come say, hey, come see the new place and mostly just say, hey, come for a chat.
We always appreciate when y'all stop by. It's cool. It's going to be, mostly warehouse. You know, we're still going to continue to get stuff built at the location where you're currently at. But like I said, to have our own standalone space is going to be so nice. The building looks amazing. We've been over there a couple times and looked at it. It's almost ready. Internet's starting to be put together over there. I think water's on. I mean, it's coming together.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully. I know we've kind of been waiting to go to move into it, and it seems like it's getting really close. I mean, I would think hopefully in the next
maybe
few
by the time
weeks,
this episode releases, you know,
dude, that'd be incredible.
You know,
I'd be
a week
in
from now. It's like we may be at a new building, hanging out, maybe putting a new studio together.
Yeah, yeah, and give us ideas for sweet things we can do in the office. So we're excited to make videos in there for sure.
Now it's just basically a blank canvas. We've discussed putting some of the pictures we've got, stuff like that around the office, you know, kind of highlight what we do, what we really enjoy, and getting out. So it's like we have a ton to choose from. Like I said, it's cool because everywhere we've been before is this building's been here forever. So it's kind of like nothing's ever new where you go. You're just kind of moving.
Yeah.
But we're going now. Everything's new. It's just a, you know, clean slate. Do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be cool.
Yeah. And like I said, 10 minutes down the road, not far from here.
Yeah. The only thing Mo and I are pretty bummed out about, though, I will say, is like, dude, the cantina, man. Like, so we got Taco Bell. It's not an actual Taco Bell cantina, but we do
essentially
have we have a great Taco Bell location.
Lady knows us.
Yeah.
We're regulars.
Knows us by name, already knows exactly what to put, you know, with our mobile order, and it just works out. And there's no Taco Bell beside this location.
No,
so.
Not a Brahms either. You know, I do a lot of walking over there to get my milk or something, whether it be for here or home. So, you know, a couple losses there. You know, we got a Dairy Queen, but they're doing soft serve, not ice cream. So,
dude, yeah, no more Shake Town, huh?
I know. Trust me, bro. Trust me, man. I try to just beat myself up over it.
Yeah, we'll cry about it after.
So. Maybe I'll be healthier. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, heck yeah. Well, you want to get into this episode as far as what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, man. Dive in.
Yeah. So, we basically kind of been doing some research on, you know, some like vehicles that are going to be shown at SEMA. SEMA starts, what is it, November?
I think it starts next week. Starts Monday.
Yeah. So Toyota's going to be there, of course.
Yeah.
Toyota's going to be there, of course. Nissan, definitely going to be there. Nissan, dude, I got to say, like, they kind of seem like they're crushing it.
Dude, they are doing more things, you know. I mean, they're the same, right? You know, it's like they've got a good midsize, a good reputation, I guess. And so it's like to see what we've seen, you know, looking up their vehicles. I only got one to kind of talk about. I thought it was the better of the two, but it's a Nissan Frontier. They've kind of done some Titan things to it, changed the rear axles, kind of mostly Titan underneath, but they've got the doors where they're removable as well, got the rack on it, wild paint job, very flashy. If you're at SEMA and you can't find this truck, check your eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, dude, it's like the Frontier, I know a lot of people hate on it. I've always kind of liked that truck. I mean, the price is definitely right on it. We were looking at it this morning, you know, as far as like...
It's crazy.
Yeah, you can get a brand new off-the-lot Pro 4X, which, you know, has the rear locker.
Best one you can get.
Yeah, and they were what? They were ranging from like 39 to 44 or something like that. I mean, you'd save 20 grand right off the bat, you know? So it's like I've always thought the Frontier was a cool little truck. I don't know really a whole lot about the reliability on them. I know, I know Nissan, like in years past, have had issues with like transmissions and stuff, but I don't feel like I ever really hear about those issues anymore. So,
I mean, same, right? It's like I think the Nissan guys and Toyota guys just hate each other because they're in a different truck, right? You know, it's like, I think they're both reliable trucks. Like I said, I don't ever hear anything about bad about Frontiers, but Sam, I don't follow or anything.
Yeah.
Not any forums or groups like that. But
yeah,
it's like, I mean, a locker, brand new truck, 40-some thousand. It seems like you're in good shape.
Yeah, dude. It's definitely one to, you know, look at, especially seeing what they're doing, you know, this year at SEMA. I mean, seeing what they're doing, you know, kind of tells me that they are starting to be, they realize that the off-road scene is like a very
open market, right?
Yeah. Very important thing.
Get into it, man.
Exactly. And, to me, like, and I don't know if they would ever actually produce the Frontier with removable doors, but dude, if they did, that'd be sick.
I think people would go bonkers for it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's same. It's got a bunch of other Nismo stuff, which must be their TRD. You know, it's going to have steel bumpers, front and rear, a huge lift on it. It's 37-inch tires. So,
yeah.
It's going to be pretty good size.
Yeah. And you said Titan rear ends, what's going to be on it?
Yeah. Titan rear end. I believe they changed the front out to Titan goodies as well.
Dang.
So it's full width.
Yeah. If they ever produce one like that, phew, that'd be nuts. But yeah. I'd be shocked if they went that far.
It's
into like
everything
full,
in SEMA. They're going to water it down. You cannot make them for the masses like that. You know,
right.
Toyota Surf, the 4Runner they did last year, you know, it's like same, like a great concept. Will we ever see it in real life? I'm always hoping.
Yeah. Which I've heard, I can't remember who I heard this from, but I've heard that the Surf is like,
real life?
Yeah, going to be like an actual thing.
I'll start saving my pennies.
And I want to say who I heard it from was like a pretty reliable source. So, dude, if that happened, oh my gosh, like,
that'd be pretty rad.
Watch out, Bronco. You know, so that'd be sick.
Dude, I think it would, I mean, people would go absolutely nuts for it.
Yeah.
You'd have nobody driving 4Runners with hard tops. Everybody wanted the top removable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Myself included. So,
yeah, but it, like I said, it's a very cool truck, very cool idea that they're doing. Obviously, we put pictures of it up and everything like that. But y'all check it out, comment, let us know your thoughts on it. You know, maybe your Toyota diehards or Jeep diehards, and this thing doesn't check the box. Like I said, the paint job, man, it's very in your face.
Yeah. So this one, there, I have two of them on my side over here, and I love both of them. I mean, they're both completely different from each other. They both are Toyotas.
Same, but different.
Yeah, yeah, sort of the same. But
two hatchbacks.
I'll go over the Corolla Cross first.
Let's do it. I mean, this one seems maybe more real than the other one.
Yeah.
You know, if one of them's going to come to life, I would say that would be the one.
Yeah, and to me, like, man, I kind of see like this market growing more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen the Corolla Crosses, but it's essentially a Corolla hatchback, like wagon style. It almost looks like a Subaru Crosstrek, really.
Yeah.
I remember when they first came out, I thought
more like Forester. Like it seemed like it had more headroom than than the Crosstreks.
Yeah. Maybe a Forester. Yeah. That's probably a better comparison. And, you know, really, like when this Corolla Cross first came out, like I personally thought it was cool. You know, I mean, I never really expected it to be, you know, something that someone would build up. But now that I've seen it on paper and what Toyota's done with it, I'm like, shoot, dude, I'd drive that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they partnered with, Complete Customs out of Texas, you know, to do a lot of this work. And they say they've delivered trucks to SEMA before. I believe they helped on the Westcott one 2 years ago. The one with the jet ski. And so they've also done Tacozilla, the truck with the camper on back with the pass through. So these guys know what they're doing, very in touch with what people want in today's market, it seems like.
Yeah. And this one, so it's called the Toyota Corolla Cross NASU Edition. It's awesome. It's essentially that Corolla Cross. It's got like a slight lift on it, all terrain tires. This one has a cool like color shifting wrap on it.
Ice cream paint job.
It has like a little like NASU like custom basket rack. I don't know if that'd be something that I'd personally keep on there, but I mean it would be handy if you know weren't doing anything too crazy with it. But it's awesome. It's a hybrid. So you know it's going to get good fuel mileage. It has like a sport hood on it with like a little scoop.
Cowl.
Yeah, I have no idea if that's like an
Toyota,
actual.
Non-functional.
Yeah, I doubt it's functional. but it's sweet. It's really that market in general, like the smaller vehicles, you know, used to go out camping and just general adventuring, like, man, I really think that that market is like seriously
same.
Growing. Yeah. I mean, Honda, you know, they came out with that Passport. It's called like the Passport Trail Sport. That I've already seen a bunch of people, you know, starting to kind of build those up. Heck, even Honda did like a little like guided trail run with them. So, I mean, I think that's huge. Yeah, I mean, it's a sweet vehicle. And then also, we're going to post photos of this. So Toyota, keep in mind, I have no idea if this is going to be an actual production vehicle. But if it was, like, dude, it'd kill because it already has a drawer system built into it. Yeah, I mean,
big old sub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whether or not it comes with a fridge, who knows?
Yeah, this one has Toyo Open Countries on it, the all terrain. So it's got good tires on it. It doesn't say what size lift it is. They
big
didn't
enough.
Really. Yeah, they didn't really do like an options list on it. But either way, I mean, the pictures speak for itself. I mean, it's just going to be a sweet freaking vehicle.
They said whatever part of it makes it to real life, you know, I think they're onto something, you know. If they've just got to put a mild lift on it, you know, I don't know if they're able to snipe some of these parts from a rig they're already building, and these, you know, things are compatible where it's just as easy as taking this off of that and adding it to here, and all of a sudden you got a sweet lift.
Yeah. I mean, I think with all of these vehicles, really, like, probably what's going to be the most important thing is going to be, of course, price, you know?
Yeah.
If, let's say this one did make it to production, I mean, if it's the price, if it's a little bit cheaper than a Tacoma, it's like, yeah, people are probably going to buy a Tacoma.
Yeah.
Nice thing about this, though, is it's probably going to get, you know,
30 plus.
Yeah, it's like, it's hard to tell with the tires, but yeah. I would still think it'd get over 30, you know, 30, 35, which is huge. I mean, if you're trying to go out west or something like that, like, yeah, if I'm not planning on doing like full wheeling, like, yeah, I'm taking this vehicle.
Yeah, you know? It would be perfect. Like I said, get you down, get you away. All you got to do is be a mile past the last person you saw, man. You're fine.
Yeah, so it'll be sweet. And then here's another vehicle.
Man, this one's sweet.
This one's pretty freaking sweet. So they took a FJ60 and essentially put the iForce Max in it. So,
from the Tundra.
Yeah, from the Tundra. So it's going to be twin turbo.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome. It looks identical to a normal 60. Like, if you didn't know and you're just standing outside from it, I mean, you would just think like, oh, that's just a old Land Cruiser, you know? Of course, in really good condition, but...
Mint.
It's sweet. You know, they kept the interior, you know, very, very similar. Really, the only difference I saw in the photos was like they added the JBL...
Infotainment center.
Yeah, like that JBL infotainment center. But it's an FJ60 with... It's 389 horsepower with 479 pound-foot of torque.
To a standard.
Yeah.
Five
I mean,
speed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a 5-speed, mm-hmm. wasn't it? Yeah. And that was like my first question when Mo showed this vehicle to me. I was like, is that frame just going to like break in half as soon as you take off the line? Like, dude, like FJ60s are not. They
didn't
not
have that much pep. You could probably have 10 of them sitting there and they wouldn't have 300 horsepower.
No. So, yeah. I mean, I think. This is definitely not going to be a vehicle that's going to make it production.
No, it's a SEMA thing, right? Like, super cool concept. I mean, right, it's like only Toyota could probably... I mean, I'm sure there's a handful of dudes that could put this together for you, but finding a guy with a Cherry 60 and a Cherry Tundra that they want to mate in one rig, that seems hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and really, like, this vehicle right here, I mean... For me personally, it would be like perfect because it's got power. It's got that old school feel.
Yeah. Doors sound good when they shut.
Yep. It still has the infotainment center. So it's like you still have Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
And no sensors. So I would love that.
Hey,
you know?
We would all love that.
Yeah. So this vehicle right here, I mean, it's a gem. It's a gem. I always kind of wonder, like, what Toyota does with these concept vehicles. Like, do they sell them? Do they keep them? I would imagine they keep them.
You know they keep them. Some guy is lucky enough to drive this. Who knows? Maybe they take it to shows for the next year, and then who knows what they do with these things. Same, like, where's that surf sitting?
Yeah, but it's called the Turbo Trail Cruiser. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier.
Clever name.
Yeah. But no, it's definitely a good one. And it also, it says the Toyota Motorsports Garage Team engineered the new motor mounts, machined all the adapter plates to made up with that vehicle, which I can't even imagine like going through that process.
But same if it's like some Toyota team, maybe they've got all the files, you know, easy to modify and look at like what they need to add to make this motor work. But same.
Yeah.
It'd be a headache. It'd be quite the project.
Yeah. To me, it's like, well, because what I think about is because like, yeah, if you have two design files, by the way, Mo and I are no engineers, so we're probably speaking out our butt right now. But if you have two files, I imagine you could compare them. Now, the thing about the FJ60 is, and I guess you just have to rescan it.
I don't know.
I'm like,
they've got the tooling.
Yeah. But I'm like, this thing is pretty freaking old. Like I doubt they had scan tools and files then. So
probably old school ways.
Yeah. So they probably, I guess, did scan it again. But yeah, no, it's definitely, it's sweet. So
it's cool. And so, you know, it's like, I've always heard SEMA is just quite the show. Hard to see everything, but these ones seem like they'd be cool to go check out, put eyes on, see what they look like, you know.
Yeah.
In the real world.
Yeah. And then actually our sister company, I guess it's what we call them, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, I guess sister company is like the correct terminology. Yeah. But they're going to be out at SEMA. It's Chandler Truck Accessories.
They've been working on their trucks over here this week and they're pretty rad. You know, what they've got going on, what they're doing with their builds. I mean,
yeah.
Same huge trucks, easy to spot.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you work in a trade of any capacity, like, seriously, like, and if you're going to be out at SEMA, go and take a look at their stuff. I mean, you know, like Mo mentioned earlier, like, I was a plumber for a long time. He did HVAC for a long time. We've been in a lot of work trucks. They're usually uglier than I am, you know?
Dude,
so
they're awful, right?
Yeah.
You know the style, man. It's a truck with a service bed, man.
Yep, probably going to be white, you know?
That's the life, man.
Yeah.
You'd be lucky if half the locks work.
Yeah.
I mean, this is way better option. Keep your truck bed, still have those side boxes.
Yeah. You know, it has a ladder, like a proper ladder rack on it. It has like L-Track integrated into a lot of the products. You know, really it's got like a lot of like different organization stuff like inside the boxes and all that.
ADAP.
Yeah. I mean, I never tell the CTA guys, but I really do love their stuff. Like,
yeah, they got a good thing going, man. But I guess they're both teams, you know, their team, our team, it seems like we're continuing to push out new products, work on more universal things on our side. We did some testing this week. You Jeep boys going to love this. Our Tacoma bed rack fits the Jeep Gladiators.
I'm glad you remembered to bring that up because I totally forgot.
Yeah, did some testing. Our buddy Dakota out of Red River 4x4 came up with his Jeep Gladiator. We popped our bed rack on for the Tacoma. If you got tracks on your Jeep Gladiator, I mean, this thing's going to be a direct bolt-on fit.
Yeah.
Our side boxes are going to be able to work with it as well. You know, so it's like, it's definitely going to be an option for you Jeep guys to kind of get some of these good products that your Toyota buddies have been rubbing in your face.
Yeah. Well, especially to get a side box, man. I mean, it's... I know I've probably talked about it on this podcast before, but dude, that side box,
damn handy.
Dude, it is money. Like, it is so awesome to not have all that crap sloshing around in the backseat of your vehicle or in the bed of your truck. Like,
dry, protected,
easy to get to.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, they're awesome. And it's like, yeah, if you could have one on the back of a Gladiator, plus it just looks good too. I mean, it gives it like this very just like tough, like kind of boxed in the rear, just look. They're just sweet, man. That bed rack, I mean, I'd say it's probably like, as of right now, like probably my favorite thing that we did.
Like I said, super cool, man. It's very functional, you know, not to say bumpers and stuff like that aren't functional, but, you know, there's more folks putting bed racks on their trucks than chopping the bumpers off, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's just a great way for us to get our brand out there, grow the name. And you know, it's probably what 70-30 split on people that are buying these for camping and people that are buying these for work. You know, it's
yeah.
like we've had multiple customers reach out to us and they've got a fleet of Tundras or whatever, and they're wanting to put our bed racks and boxes on all of them, you know, for the guys to work out of them and everything like that, be able to store the tools they need inside the boxes, keep the truck, you know, organized.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. I mean, like I had a customer that I talked to a couple of days ago, and he has a Tundra, and what he's doing, or excuse me, as a Tacoma, I believe. And what he's doing is he bought two of the boxes to put on the rack. He's putting all of his work stuff on the driver's side, I believe is what it was. And then all of his camping stuff on the other side.
Yeah.
So that way, like when he's out at work or whatever, he can just, he already knows what box to go to. He opens it up, gets all of his stuff out, and then shuts it. And then if it's on a Friday, he just keeps all of his stuff in there and goes straight to the woods or desert or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and he's just ready to rip at all times. So
yeah, for whatever mode shows up, right? Work showed up, he's ready. Camping showed up, he's ready.
Yeah.
You know, so very cool. So yeah, we're continuing to push those, test those on more products. We've got, some universal mounts for truck beds, like the F-150, stuff like that, that we're going to test with our Tundra racks to see if they will, you know, work on other models. You know, we've been able to test our Tundra rack on a second-gen Tundra, and it's the same. You know, if you've got the rails on your second-gen Tundra, it looks like you'd be able to run our bed rack with zero issues.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then did you bring up the Retrax mounts?
Nope, that's another one.
Yeah, so we're pretty sure the bed rack, I mean, we already know 100% because we've tested it, but the bed rack, we made some mounts where it'll work with the Retrax tonneau mm-hmm. covers. So, and I'd imagine it would work with a few other, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what we know. Real Truck kind of has a tonneau cover, looks very similar to what Retrax is doing with theirs. Insane, man. If you're ever unsure, give us a shout. We're happy to help. Don't buy this thing and then cuss us when it shows up because it doesn't fit, man. Call us. We want to help.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times. Oh, sorry.
Time out.
We got to take a break and reset the camera. Nope. All right, we are back.
All right, man. We're back. But yeah, very cool to see where we're pushing with all the products that we're trying to come up with. You know, the Retrax is something that we've been asked about, you know, almost since the day we came out with that bed rack. So it's cool to finally cross that bridge and get that one across the finish line. A lot of folks have been asking. I know some of y'all have been patiently waiting for it. So we appreciate y'all on that. But that'll be a cool one to get. Obviously, if you are going to do that with the Retrax and our Tundra bed rack, there's some issues with the latch. You'd only be able to run the boxes on the passenger side just due to where the latch opens for the Retrax covers. But really, that's the only thing we've come across, you know, is not being able to run the boxes on both sides if you're running Retrax, which you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Your old bed's covered.
Yeah. And I mean, and I think you technically can unless you, what was it? I think it's like you, I mean, I know this probably sounds crazy. You just have to like, always keep your cover shut. So
yeah.
But it's like, hey, like if that's gonna be an option for you, then like, hey, mm-hmm. you do still have that option. Which most people I don't think are running boxes on both sides anyways. So
no, just the worker bees, man.
Yeah.
And they're the same guys that aren't running tailgate covers or bed covers either. So
yeah.
Kind of different crowd. But
right.
Excited for those to finally be out. Like I said, those shouldn't be much longer. And then yeah, same figuring out that those racks work with the Jeeps when we start pushing that. I don't know, but you seven bar boys heard it here first.
Yeah. I mean, you could order one right now as we speak and it should work.
Absolutely. You know? There'd be no issue. Like I said, the way it sat on here, and I'll put pictures of it too in case y'all are doubting us, but, very cool to see how some of these products can cross over, work with this truck and that truck and, you know, whatever else it may work with.
Yeah. Oh, and Dakota, thank you from Red River 4x4. Thank you for, dude, I'll just tell you guys, like Dakota drove up from Texas. What was it like? He said it was like 6-hour drive.
Yeah, after he had worked a night shift at the fire station.
Yeah. Came up. He's like, hey, I'm going to be coming up to the Ozarks to go camping. He's like, he said, I think y'all's bed rack would be incredible on the Gladiator. He's like, I already got a bed rack, you know, kind of thing. So he's like, I strictly am just coming just so you guys can test it, just so we'll know.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, I think it's going to be a great product for the Gladiator. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did. So seriously, Dakota, thank you, man. That was extremely helpful.
Oh, very, very helpful, man. Say, like, we always appreciate people coming by lending a hand. We have a lot of trucks here. We don't have all the trucks here.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I mean, it's been, yeah, like I said, pretty busy around here with the move, developing the new products, 6th-gen 4Runner going hot and heavy right now. We're still developing the front low-pro bumper for it, the roof rack's finished.
Yep.
Parts for the hitch swing came in, so we've got some of that going right now as well, and kind of made a few of the changes we talked about with y'all. We've changed the latch. It's very clean, billet piece, so super, super clean, very easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
And yeah, just kind of toying with it, made it a hair wider. The 4Runner hatch was fairly close to hitting it, so we made it, you know, a little wider on both sides.
Yeah,
that product's still moving forward. You know, we're the same. We want to bring it out as fast as we can, but the same. We want it to be the best whenever it does finally, you know, be able to hit y'all's hands.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I mean, we've said it over and over and over. It's like, dude, that hitch swing carrier is going to be sweet. It's already sweet in prototype phase. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, that's the thing, is it just gets better after every proto. You know, we make the changes, bring it to life, and do it that way. And I said, sometimes you've got to build it to see, and then we'll all go out there and stand around the back of a truck, every one of us using it, kind of seeing what we like, what we dislike. You know, it's our engineers love it, you know, real world feedback. Nobody's feelings get hurt. You know,
yeah.
We just want to make the best product.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, they haven't actually said this, but I would imagine they've enjoyed designing it too, because it's something completely different than they've ever done.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Yeah. So you can really see the creative juices flowing when they're, mm-hmm. when they're working on that. So it's cool.
Yeah. And I mean, same along with that, we're working on our dual swing bumpers for the 3rd-gen, 5th-gen 4Runners. We're going to try and make those more of a modular style bumper, you know, so it'll be kind of, you can purchase the bumper if you want and then add the swings later. So
yeah,
I say we're kicking that thing around right now, seeing what changes would need to be made. Hopefully that's something else we can bring to life. We know that's the most expensive product on our site. So the same, trying to get stuff more friendly for folks, entry level, you know. Not that a couple thousand dollars is cheap, you know, but that's better than $4,000.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy the bumper and then buy the swings later, you know. So, yeah, I mean, to me, that, especially if you're, you know, budget-minded, like I would say 99.9% of people, yeah. It's like that'd be the way to do it. So, yeah.
Well, right. Everybody wants to build their rigs out that wants to build them out.
Yeah.
It's just time, right? How quick can you accumulate dollars to get this thing where you're trying to get it to?
Exactly.
You know. But it's been solidly this past, I guess, 3 weeks or so. We've been, like I said, hot and heavy. A lot of changes coming.
Yeah. You want to do some marketplace finds real
man,
quick?
Man, we can. Yeah, absolutely, man. We did a couple goodies here.
Yeah.
Couple local.
Yeah. I'll go first real quick.
Fire this thing up.
Let me get it pulled up.
They're good. These ones are different. They're not your typical stuff that we would bring, but I dig them. Like I said, this is probably one of the funnest things that we get to do whenever we're going to go record a podcast, is come find these marketplace finds. Because like I said, you guys know marketplace, man. It's got everything.
All right, guys. I promise you, I did.
He's got a type.
I did not mean to do another old Ford truck, but I had to do this one. It is just like the perfect little combo. You can tell someone's papaw probably, you know, God rest her, you know, bless her soul, probably died. And they're selling off, old, you know, grandpa's old truck. Because, dude, it is sweet. So it's a 1996 Ford F-150. And it has a Roadmaster tow bar. So I guess it can maybe be flat towed. But here's the coolest part. It comes with a boat, a motor, a boat trailer, and it comes with a boat lifter to put on the camper shell. So, and I will post a video of it working.
It's cool. Whenever he told me about this, this motor to pull this boat up, I was blown away because I thought, no way is that real.
Yeah.
And then he shows me, dude, simple push button deal, easy peasy.
Yeah.
No sweat.
It's cool. Like, it has like a rack that's on a motor that kind of slides off it. From what I can tell, it looks like it slides off the back of the camper shell. You mount your boat onto it, and then you just, yeah, hit a button, and next thing you know, like, your boat's getting loaded on top of a camper shell. So,
dude, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever come up with this, dude, like I said, they're over-pulling trailers, too many flats, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Probably can't back one up. Who knows? But boat on the top. I love that it's a combo.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, dude, it's like, yeah, got a freaking, like, V-bottom, like, old V-bottom 12-foot yeah. boat. It comes with a Honda 4-stroke motor though. Yeah.
And troller.
Yeah. It's awesome. I think it's cool. It's got 128,000 miles on it. It is a 2-wheel drive.
I get you to the boat ramp.
As long as it's not like raining or snowing or anything like that. But comes with a trolling motor too, so that's always a plus, little like $50 option plus. But dude, it's awesome. I mean, it's a cool little truck. It's as clean as a whistle. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it'd be a good one. We're going to, like, definitely, you know, post some photos of it.
Always.
It's cool. It's cool. When I saw this one, I could not help myself. So,
next, stay tuned for next podcast and the next Ford for sale in our area.
Yeah. No. I'm going to make a commitment. I am making a commitment. I am not doing a Ford
next
time.
Whatever. This NWA Ford funds.
Yeah.
100%. Well, mine is for you Cat Eye Chevy boys. I've got a 2006 Chevy Silverado Classic.
This one's sweet.
Yeah, made. He says it's made to do road trips in, wheel, and drive back home. But 42-inch tires on this thing, and it stretches.
Yeah, road trips.
Right? Yeah, dude, I bet she rides like a dream. Probably past all the gas stations like our Tacoma.
Yeah.
But he knows what he's selling. Every pick's pretty much a Flexi Boy pick. Supercharges the motor. But it looks like he's taking care of it. It's a standard now, so you know he's done something to the transmission because these trucks were not standard from the factory.
No.
But inside, nice. Outside, pretty nice. This is where I always fail. This one, 323,000 miles, but he just did a 6-hour round trip, zero issues. So that means your next 6-hour round trip, you'll have the issues he did.
I bet he's done a little motor transmission rebuild
it
at some point.
It looked like he had, man. Like, whenever you look at it, he lists a lot of that stuff that he had done. Brand new clutch, new adapter kit, got some steering upgrades to help with turning them big old tires, and then beadlock wheels, you know, tuned, right? That's what people like. It's been tuned.
It's been tuned. Bully dog, baby. I think that's what they call it.
Right? Tuned and deleted. That's just diesels. But we'll post pictures of it. I thought it was pretty cool. Fairly wild to see around here, something like that with that much stretch in its legs on a Chevy frame. But, yeah, something different, man. They always catch your eye, you know. Facebook Marketplace, mine was a little curveball right now. It had a bunch of old Razorback stuff on it. But, dude, I had to scroll a little further and came up with a couple, showed y'all one of them. But, yeah, we're going to continue to do that. Seriously, we enjoy doing it. And like I said, it's one of the highlights whenever we start talking podcasts. We'll get on there and find your Facebook find, and I'm going to do the same.
Yeah, well, I'll be at home all the time. I'll be scrolling through Facebook, and I'll be like, oh, heck yeah, dude. That's definitely hitting the
podcast.
That's
my fine. That's my deal.
And then I just pray that it doesn't sell before. So
right,
that way
you
I can
save it so you can show it all the things.
Yep. So now for sure.
I feel good about it.
Yeah, dude. Happy 1 year, Mo.
Happy 1 year, bro. Can you believe that shit?
No, man. It still shocks me.
I never thought we'd get here. Seriously, everybody that follows along, like I said, thanks again. We really do appreciate it more than I can put into words. Yeah, hopefully anytime y'all see us at a show, please come say hey. Love to shake your hand. Love to meet you. Love to talk with you.
Hell, give us a hug if you want.
Fine, show it to me.
Yeah, give us a hug if you want. We love those too. So, yeah, for sure. Well, thank you guys. And, yeah, so you can find us at backwoodsadventuremods.com. YouTube's Backwoods Adventure Mods. Instagram's Backwoods Adventure Mods. Pretty much you type in Backwoods Adventure Mods on anything, we'll probably pop up.
We'll be around.
Yeah. Well, guys, we appreciate it. Love y'all. Peace.
See ya.